to the Mindful Rancher podcast. I'm your host, Christina Williams. This is a podcast where I combine the world of agriculture and the ideas of life coaching. So if you're looking to up-level your agriculture career or simply want to find a way to enjoy this beautiful industry more, then saddle up. Let's make this happen together. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 42. I am thrilled that you are joining me here today. Today, we are finishing off our September of Success with the last two steps in our success formula. So step four is learning. We have been learning since we were tiny humans, and we will need to keep learning until we can't anymore. Learning is a skill that allows us to build off of our failures. Learning is what truly makes failure worthwhile. So how do we learn? We have talked about doing postmortems on situations, on looking back, truly identifying the things that went well, and identifying the things that need to change. Seeing what you have control over and identifying the things that you don't. These are great tools to make the most of our failures. And one key is taking the time to do them and getting truly honest about what happened. Taking responsibility for it, and making a plan for improvement. But I think sometimes we get caught in a negative cycle, all in the name of learning. And I think we need to watch out for this. Learning is not reliving the past. There are times we need to look at the little details, and there are times that they are not important. Watch where you might be reliving the failures, the emotions, and in all of your analysis, instead of looking for the lessons and the opportunities, you are simply reliving the experience. Learning is not ruminating. Now, you and I are both very familiar with ruminating. Our cows give us a great example of how they chew their cuds. We don't need to spend hours chewing over past failures. This cycle of spinning over things takes all our time, but doesn't help us grow from the experience. We need to examine our failures, but we don't need to ruminate on them. Learning is also not wishing the past was different. I hear this so much from myself and my clients. If only dot, dot, dot. We are often just wishing things were different than they were in the past. But the truth is, we can't change the past. The past happened the way it did. We can learn from it and move on from it, but we can't change it. Learning from our past experiences is not trying to change them. It's not trying to figure out exactly what we should have done to make sure whatever negative consequence didn't happen. And to go along with that, learning is not beating yourself up for something you did, something you said, something you didn't do, something you didn't say. Remember, the past is the past. It happened, and maybe it happened perfectly, and maybe it just happened. But we can learn from it, make plans for our future, and learning is our great opportunity for growth. We can reflect back on past actions, past decisions, and we can learn more about ourselves, the way we think, the way we view the world. And with this awareness, we can predict how we will react in the future. And then we can decide if that's how we want to react in the future and can make a plan to truly have the future that we want. Learning is trying new stuff. It's so easy to get stuck in old patterns of action, old patterns of thought. While we're learning, we don't stay stagnant. We do things in a new way. We switch things up. We are willing to lose a little bit of efficiency in the short term to see if we can find a long-term gain. Learning is being okay with things not going as planned. For us to discover new habits, we have to allow for little hiccups. We have to have space and capacity for new technology, new struggles, and new options. Learning is truly being open. So often I hear ideas that are brilliant, but an individual or a coworker or a boss is completely closed off to the idea. We don't have the opportunity to learn unless we are open. We have to consider things that we have never considered before, and we have to try those new things. Learning makes our actions and our failures all worthwhile. So what do you need to go and learn today? Now, the final step in our success formula is repeat. Rinse and repeat. The shampoo has taught us well. Each time we face a challenge or an opportunity, we have to decide what we're going to do. We've got to try. We have to be willing to fail. We have to learn from that failure. And we have to repeat. Goals are seldom accomplished in one go around. So often we get in a hurry. So often we just want to accomplish the thing. But the process is where we will spend most of our time. So let's find a way to enjoy the process. Let's find a way to enjoy the repeat cycle. The truth is, we will still have struggles when the goal is accomplished. So it isn't better there than here. It's just a little bit different. We might have different struggles, but we will still have struggles. We may still want to go there. We may still want to accomplish the thing, but it's okay if it takes whatever amount of time it takes. Growth sometimes needs to be slow, and sometimes we need the time to develop the skills and abilities to be able to have the space for the success. We have to develop those beliefs in ourselves, the capacity to have the thing that we are working towards. And sometimes that takes time. And this whole process of the success formula, the repeating process of deciding we want to do things, of trying new things, of failing and learning, and that whole process of repeating this over and over again is truly the thing that helps us develop into the people we want to be in the future. Don't ever ignore the value of the process, because it is truly that slow change that allows us to truly reach the highest potential of our long-term gains that we want to develop. So let's spend some time in the process. Let's be willing to repeat this process as much time as it takes to find the success that we seek. Each of these steps is so important. And these two final steps, the process of learning and the process of repeating, truly make the success formula successful. So repeat the process, learn from your mistakes, truly grow forward. This process will help you to truly find the things that you're looking for, to truly look back and be so thrilled that you went through the process because of the things that you have now. This is a great formula to practice and to work on. So pick something, apply the success formula to it, and I promise you, you will see amazing results in your life as you keep repeating the process. It'll be so much fun. Have a wonderful week. For listening, my friends, if you enjoy this episode, please leave me a rating and review wherever you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more weekly episodes and coaching offers and opportunities.